today we have a very exciting interview, somebody I had to track down who has two fabulous films she's here to talk about. One's her new film, The Barn, and her other film's a film she filmed a few years ago called The Watch Yourself, but I really liked it. Karen French, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. I guess the first question I had, how's the film industry in France compared to the film industry in England?
There's a lot going on in France, actually. I'm still very much connected to the English, the British film industry. As I kind of arrived in France about 4 years ago, and then I only started to learn French when I got here. So I was kind of waiting to get my French up to a level where it was workable so that I could kind of just access the French industry. So I haven't had a huge amount of exposure to the French industry, although The Barn is a French collaboration with LA, but the director was French, the writer was French, the producer's French, but the producer lives in LA. So in fact, we shot the film here in France, but it was shot in English. I'm kind of just getting into it.
So you've done one film in English on an English set. Now you've done one film on a French set. Which one do you prefer, or are there differences?
No, they were pretty similar in the sense of low budget and really trying to get as much out of the time that you have. So not a lot of leeway with regards to time and so they needed to be really super, really well organized, and the Watch Yourself, I was the lead, so and a very slim cast, so we buckled down in a house for 2 weeks and shot these scenes, and you kind of create this family-like environment for 2 weeks, and then shoot external stuff around that. And in The Barn, it was kind of similar, actually. It was in a house in Biarritz and more cast, but just really kind of a little more like guerrilla independent stuff, you know, just really working hard, long hours and getting the scenes that you need and just hoping that the weather doesn't get in the way. But in general, pretty similar, actually. But I think that's a function of independent, low-budget movie rather than French or English.
So both your films, you're a character that's kind of in their own, I guess. Like in The Barn, you're dealing with some issues. In The Watch Yourself, you're dealing with some issues. Is that what draws you to characters?
You know, I it's funny. I get a lot of this kind of work, and in fact my next film is about a woman who's grieving, and it seems to be that I get a lot of work that's about women really on the edge and really going through very intense times in their life, you know. And so I don't know, I like to be able to kind of flex those muscles, and it's a challenge. So I enjoy that. And sometimes I wonder if there's I'm trying to get some kind of message, like these are the things that I need to deal with, but I don't know. I like the challenge. So they've definitely been fun to play. Even a short film that I did called Lady of Sorrows, was about, a woman who kind of takes on other people's pain, and that was intense in a way as well. So I think I'd like at some point to do some comedy. That'd be great.
I'd so a romantic comedy or just a straight comedy? Could you be a crazy friend?
Romantic comedy has been on my mind a lot, because I've been putting together the beginnings of an idea for writing a script, pretty much kind of around the how I came to France, actually. So that would be more romantic comedy.
So I guess I can't ask you that question, how did you came to France then, since you're writing about it?
Sure. So I met my husband on through a mutual friend through Facebook. And I didn't speak French, and he lives in the countryside in France. And I was like, well, this is fine, but you live in the middle of nowhere, dude. And then a year later, I ended up moving to France and then learned French, which was fun. And I'm just starting, I'm reading a book actually called, by American authors, actually. It's called 60 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong. And it's about these two Americans who lived in France for 2 years, and they're trying to deconstruct the French and just how different they are and why they're different. And it's really interesting because I've been here 4 years and I'm still trying to figure it out.
When you go into a movie like The Barn or a movie like The Watch Yourself, the isolation, you seem to really present that self as a person. Like, I feel you immerse yourself in that. Do you go through a period ahead of time that you don't speak to people, or you just can turn it on and off?
It's a turn on, turn off thing. I felt more isolated, those feelings of isolation more in The Watch Yourself than I did in The Barn. But, I don't know really. I never thought about that. I don't separate myself off and intentionally do it. I do with the work before I turn up on set. And then, it was great with The Watch Yourself. I had Matt, Cruz, the director, who was very helpful and respectful with regards to the space or the time that I needed to kind of for specific scenes, which in kind of required that kind of intensity. So, and with The Barn, I mean, I wasn't in so much of that, main lead role, position. So I was really supporting a lot of what, the lead actor was doing and the other cast. I think that's what it felt like more for me.
I can agree with that. I do find the scene, you do have a scene in it. They all have a scene. The main actress has a scene. And the main lead actor has a scene. You have a scene in the mirror, and you all seem very isolated at that point, trying to sense that in the film, I found. At least I did feel a sense of isolation, until the end, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you mean you're talking about The Barn, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that I think, for example, the lead actor, he self-isolated himself, you know, and that's a mad sentence, but he kind of taken himself away from people, but I think people, you know, people find him, and then his brother has decided not to talk, and that's another way to isolate. And I think my character's kind of facilitates more communication, although, you know, she's trying to make connections to her sister, to Gilles, this the lead, and so I think she helps facilitate the story in that sense. You know, but she's also isolated in the sense of kind of kept out of the loop. And so she's trying to kind of get in there, but it's a complicated situation.
Absolutely it is. I find you use a different accent from The Watch Yourself to this film. Was that on purpose?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we shot in France, but, so everybody had everyone has an American accent, but, the director wanted kind of generic American, really, to kind of just be able to pass, because it knew kind of was going for the American market, which is where it's been released first. So we were doing, I'm not a native, obviously I'm not American, whereas Piper is and Ken is as well, the lead actor. So I went for a generic American accent, which is what the director kind of felt worked. So we went with that. And so, well, The Watch Yourself obviously is more my native accent.
Yes. Well, I can even now in this interview tell you have a different accent again. I think you're losing your British accent a little bit.
Yeah. So the Frenchy stuff is kind of creeping in. And sometimes I find myself trying to, I start a sentence with the construction of a French phrase, and so it doesn't really work in English. And I have to stop and kind of go back and remember how I say that kind of phrase in English. It's crazy what your brain is trying to put together, you know. It's just, yeah, sometimes it's a bit funny.
So how did you come to the project of The Barn? Did you audition? Did they find you?
They auditioned. I auditioned for them. My agent put me up for it, and I auditioned online through. I did a self tape, and then I met the director through a Skype call. And then I only met the director once he'd given me the role. So, and in fact, that's actually how it's worked. For the role that I've got coming up at the end of October, I did a self-tape. He asked me to kind of tweak it and to take some direction, and I did that, and then have a chat with him as well, and then he made a decision. So, yeah, so that's how it's. Yeah.
Do you
Sorry, go on.
Go ahead. I just wanted to ask: do you enjoy the audition process, or do you just rather write your own stuff? Because you've already told me you're starting that, and you're looking forward to that.
I like the autonomy of that, of writing, you know, of creating stuff, because as an actor, so many times you feel like you're at the mercy of everyone else who's going to say yes or no. And a lot of times, if not every time, you really don't know why there's a yes or a no, or like more often a no. So you just kind of, you know, you go in there, you do your best, and you know, you go on to the next thing. And so, and I think there's actually a real technique to auditioning, because some actors can be really good at it and some actors can be really bad at it. And it's not their comment on their skill as an actor. I think it's just, you know, really understanding the kind of, the specific techniques of auditioning, you know, and also not letting nerves get the better of you. You know, you sit in a room with people who have just, they're listening to the same stuff 20, 40 times a day, you know, and you go in there and God knows, you know, it's a lot, you know, and to say nothing if you go into a room where there are well-known people or people you know or respect and you really want it, or, you know, all those things. So to not let nerves and, you know, hope and all those things just kind of knock you off what you're trying to do, you know?
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I talked to Matt, and I told him I was going to ask you this question, so I want to ask you before I forget. So this is concerning The Watch Yourself.
Okay.
You have a scene when you're in the kitchen playing lingerie golf.
Yeah.
Did you get any better at golf?
from doing that scene?
I told Matt that was the worst shots I'd ever seen.
Terrible. Really bad. I didn't even practice. I don't even think she was supposed to be good. But what's ironic is I used to have a job back in Soho in London when, which was, it was like an indoor golf place. And I ran the reception and well, I didn't practice because I was doing other stuff. But yeah, no, I'm not a good golfer.
Okay. when you were approached for The Watch Yourself, I mean, did you know it was such a small indie film ahead of time, or are you prepared for that?
Yeah, I was pretty prepared. I knew it was kind of a small team and that it was going to be, I knew it was a personal kind of, a real project of passion for Matt. And, I didn't expect it to take so long from when it was finished to when it was kind of released. But, you know, these are the things that happen, you know. There's not a lot of budget. And then you've also got to know, it's just some of the things. It's like you work hard on a project and the directors, or it's a lot of times writer directors that I've worked with, it's all about the process, and that's great because they're the artists. But actually, then if you haven't got the business hat on to really kind of take it to the next level and get it out there, then it just becomes a kind of pet project, really, which is no disrespect, but it's just the kind of nature of the industry, is that you need to have the artistry and the megaphone and the balls to, you know, and get the film out there. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't get seen. And then, so with The Barn, I was impressed, you know, it's been great. You know, they've got in, distribution for America is out in America and Canada on iTunes, and working on further distribution for Europe and yeah, you know, it's a hard business, you know.
I agree with that one. I want to go back to the barn since we've gone back there. Are you afraid of bugs?
Sometimes. It can depend. I don't know. It's weird. I can sometimes tame a lot of that fear when it's for a role. Like, if you ask me if I like mice, I'd be like, nope, no thanks. But for Lady of Sorrows, for example, he was like, the director was like, listen, you know, we're just going to put a mouse on you. I was like, wait, what? And they just had a mouse crawling over me. And I managed to kind of just stay still and let this mouse just crawl. And it was, I surprised myself. But generally, no, I'm not a massive kind of confident bug person.
So
why?
The two films I know, and the third one you've mentioned, I mean, I would consider The Watch Yourself a horror film. The Barn's definitely a horror film.
Yeah.
And I presume Lady of Sorrows is a horror film, even though I haven't seen it.
I don't think about, I don't know, more like fantasy.
Okay.
It would fall into more fantasy, kind of.
Well, I'll have to see it and get back to you on that one. Yeah. Are you attracted to horror films? Or do you watch them in real life?
I have watched them. I don't particularly enjoy being scared. And actually, since being a mother, I found it really difficult to watch horror and extreme violence. It was really interesting and really visceral just straight away. I was like, oh, no, can't do it. And so, I don't know, it's kind of still playing out, really. But generally, I won't seek out a lot of the, like, there's a difference. Like, Get Out, I guess, would be a horror film, but it's a kind of thriller horror film, maybe. So I guess the more thriller edge of it, I'm cool with, but the more kind of crazy. And the thing is that, you know, it's all going to happen, right? The jump's going to happen, and you just in the music and the thing. And I sometimes I just can't, I can't deal with it.
That's all good. I wish I had more questions for you. I don't, but I do have fun questions for you if you would like to do that.
Okay.
So these are just fun, random questions I make up just to see what your answers are going to be, but it always seems that people enjoy them sometimes. Do you prefer French food or English food? Which one's better?
God. Well, I'm going to kind of cheat and say I prefer London food. Can I say that? Because where I live now is the countryside, and it's very different. And actually, there aren't a huge amount of amazing restaurants, whereas I know France has a lot, but they don't seem to kind of be around here. But in London, I just miss the variety of food, obviously, because it's in any city, right? You can get any choice of food. So I miss that. I miss the variety.
Fair enough. One thing you miss about England that you can't do in France?
Get shit done on a Monday. Where I live, Monday, everything's closed on a Monday. I like to get up and get out and do stuff and, you know, like go to the bank and do things. And a lot of things are closed on a Monday. And I think that's just symptomatic of it being more countryside. But, yeah. And also just knowing how things work. You know, there's just that kind of baseline confidence that you have when you've lived somewhere all your life and you know how things work. And if you, you know, you can find it out. And so there's always that kind of small doubt that, you're like trying to figure shit out all the time when you're in a new place. You're like, wait, so how does that work? And so, yeah,
the
day-to-day stuff.
The best thing about France you've discovered?
The variety of landscapes. They've got the mountains, they've got the sea, they've got the countryside. It's just rich with possibilities. There's so much to appreciate in France, like countryside wise.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. I know it was quick, but I just wanted to do a quick interview with you and say I love your acting. I've enjoyed you in both films.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll come back and do The Lady of Sorrow in your next film when you have time.
Yeah, absolutely. With pleasure. I'd love to.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Pleasure. Bye.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page? Thank you.